I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. In 2014, MUSC was awarded a $10.8 million NIH grant to create and operate a research center in stroke recovery. That research center just received another $11.2 million funding for the next 5 years. To talk about research and therapy underway to improve stroke rehabilitation is Dr. Stephen Kautz. He's the chair of the Department of Health Sciences and Research in the College of Health Professions, and he's director of the Center of Biomedical Research Excellence in Stroke Recovery at MUSC. Dr. Kautz, why is stroke recovery an especially important focus for research in our part of the country?
The coastal plains of the Carolinas and Georgia have been called the buckle of the stroke belt. 1 in 50 of the 7 million survivors of stroke in the U.S. live in South Carolina, and it costs the local economy $1 billion a year. Thus, stroke recovery is a very important topic for South Carolina and the Lowcountry.
What's the mission of the center and who does it serve?
The Stroke Recovery Research Center is meant to provide clinicians with new tools and innovative tools to help those who've had a stroke improve their quality of life. We serve two populations. First and foremost, we serve the people who have had a stroke and can benefit from the research that we do. And second, we serve the researchers at MUSC by providing them with access to the best tools to be able to perform that research. NIH wants us to become leaders in this area through the awarding of this grant.
Dr. Kautz, what are some of the highlights from the center for the first 5 years?
MUSC researchers have been able to compete for $43 million in successful funding in stroke recovery research during that time. They've produced more than 120 publications, and nearly 1,000 research participants have been in our studies. We've really nurtured an amazing community. There's been a number of activities like a participant appreciation picnic, a caregiver summit where the caregivers can learn how to support the survivors, as well as a number of local support groups that we've started and continue to support.
What exactly do you study at the Stroke Center?
We have a number of studies in very different areas like walking and reaching and speaking and swallowing and cognitive function and depression. And we work in all of these different areas because they're all important to the quality of life of the stroke survivor.
Give us an update about the latest grant that's been received for the Stroke Recovery Research Center.
NIH wants us in phase two to strengthen the center that we've built in the first 5 years. So in phase two, we have a new set of young investigators who will mentor into becoming successful investigators. And we're quite proud of this group. It's very diverse in that we have a basic scientist to an engineer to a clinical psychologist and even a neurosurgeon. So we have research that's truly spanning from the laboratory bench into the operating room.
Dr. Kautz, thanks for this update about research and therapy to improve stroke recovery.
Thank you, Bobby. It's been a pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.